welcome to Papa Bluff, Missouri, home of the mules and the Papa Bluff Lady Mules. I'm Redbone Mike Grace, and we're getting ready for Thayer Lady Bobcat Basketball. Tonight, the 2-1 Lady Cats take on the 4-3 Lady Mules of Papa Bluff High School. Our Lady Bobcat Basketball tonight brought to you by Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains, Shelter Insurance and Directment of West Plains, the Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer, the Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic, Dr. Mike Kersey, Allen Supported Living in Thayer, FNBC Community Bankers, State Farm Insurance, Scott Cecil in Thayer, and Knox Orthopedic of Mountain Home, West Plains, and Harrison, Arkansas. We're just minutes away from the tip-off here tonight from the Papa Bluff High School gym. Beautiful school just opened a couple of years ago, and a fantastic gym they have here at Papa Bluff. We just watched the junior varsity girls game. It was a thriller. Came right down the wire. Papa Bluff with the win over the Thayer Lady Bobcats, 37-36. The Thayer JV girls were down 10 points with 2 minutes to play. Scored the last 9 points of the game, but couldn't get that one final shot. And they had a chance with 1.8 seconds to go, but couldn't get a shot away. So the JV for Thayer goes down to defeat. Their first game of the year, by the way. And looks like a lot of promise for Coach Cecil Meyer and his JV girls. We're getting ready for the varsity tonight, the 2-1 Lady Bobcats and the 4-3 Papa Bluff Lady Mules. We're going to take our first break. We'll be back to Papa Bluff in just 2 minutes on Ecom Sports.
At Ozarks Medical Center Rehabilitation, they take a team approach to meeting each patient's physical, occupational, and speech therapy needs. They treat patients of all ages with locations in West Plains, Alton, Gainesville, Mountain Grove, Mountain View, Thayer, and Winona. When your physician recommends therapy, choose quality care that's never far from home. Choose OMC Rehabilitation. Call 417-257-5959 for more information.
I am Josh Drummond, physical therapist and athletic trainer and director of rehabilitation services, and I am OMC.
Being the family superhero is a tireless job, constantly defending against monsters in the closet and grass so tall it swallows small children. But who's there for them if you're not? Your local Shelter insurance agent. With an insurance superhero sidekick, you can find a life insurance plan that helps provide a safety net for your family. Learn more at shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
See me, Andrew Ekman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
As another year closes, Community First wants to wish you and your family happy holidays. We know our longevity is sustained by service, community commitment, and one-on-one involvement with our customers. In the year ahead, we'll continue to bring you service you need with professionalism you expect. Discover the bank that puts you and our community first.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental, so they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable, so their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist, Shelby, and the great staff, Debbie, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, they treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
Now back here at Papa Bluff, getting ready for tonight's game, the Thayer Lady Bobcats and the Papa Bluff Lady Mules. Lady Bobcats, I mentioned 2-1, coming off of a loss on Saturday night in the championship game of the Border of the Battle, or the Battle of the Border tournament over at Mammoth Spring with the Lady Bobcats. A lot of promise on this basketball team, and of course you've got three starters returning from a year ago, Journey Rowland, Shelby Corsi, and Manny Curley, and they're trying to fill in the other two pieces to the starting lineup, Avery Pierce and Katie Wade. And I think it's just a matter of them getting used to playing basketball at the varsity level. And, of course, Lady Bobcats have also got some other players that have contributed in the past, Marissa Weber, Hadley Atkinson, Kaylee Garrison, and Callie Johnston. And it's just a matter of getting out there and playing it. It's still a young basketball season, and the team's trying to learn to play without two first-team All-Staters from last year in the state championship run, of course, that being Angela Sorrell and Julie Stone. How about these Lady Bobcats? It's a different kind of team this year. They're going to depend on the inside game of Big Shelby Corsi, 6'2", the junior. She's had a good season so far. Talked to her Tom and Dan a little bit earlier, and she is over the illness, and she was sick during the Battle of the Border tournament down in Alabama Springs, but she's pretty much over her illness. Look for her to have a big game here tonight. But this is a very good Poplar Bluff Lady Mules basketball team, despite the fact that they're 4-3. They have five seniors on this team. Four of them will start. And, of course, they got some young ladies that we've been hearing from during the last couple of years that this series started. And, of course, Kylie Best is one of them, number two. The other one, the coach's daughter, Katie Petito, and Hannah Bass, and Emma Johnson. The list goes on and on. They are returning a lot of folks. In fact, their entire starting lineup from last year is back again this year. And last year, this game was played over at Thayer. It was a very close ball game. After Thayer came over here 2 years ago and beat the Lady Mules pretty soundly. We're about 2.5 minutes away from the tip-off. We'll take another break. We'll be back with a look at your starting lineups in just 2 minutes on Ecom Sports.
Charlotte Allen with Allen Supported Living has worked with children and adults with developmental disabilities since 1992. They provide individualized support living services, personal assistance, respite, and community integration services in Thayer, Alton, West Plains, Donovan, and the area. If you have questions, call Charlotte. They'll be happy to help link you with the services and resources available. Call Allen Supported Living at 417-264-7203. And go Bobcats!
The community bankers of FNBC and you.
My name is Boyd Jackson. I am 96 years old. Right across the street from where I live is the bank. I've been doing business with them for 72 years. In 1941, I borrowed $150 and bought a team of mules to farm with. I had an account with them ever since then.
FNBC and you, better together. Member FDIC.
The school sports season is upon us, and Knox Orthopedics wishes all area athletes an injury-free season. But sometimes the unexpected occurs. The three highly qualified orthopedists, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, are ready to evaluate and treat your injuries to get you back on the road to recovery and doing what you love as soon as possible. See Knox Orthopedics at 3 Medical Plaza in Mountain Home or during clinic hours in Harrison and West Plains.
We can fix that. Check us out, KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Whether it's the heat of the preseason or the heart of the postseason, teams always get a little boost from playing at home. Speaking of a boost at home, State Farm can boost your savings when you combine your homeowner's insurance with your auto insurance. So score one for the home team. Talk to me, State Farm agent Scott Cecil, about big league savings with combining home and car coverage. Visit me at 151 East Walnut and Thayer or 301 LaRue in Donovan.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm.
Being the family superhero is a tireless job, constantly defending against monsters in the closet and grass so tall it swallows small children. But who's there for them if you're not? Your local Shelter insurance agent. With an insurance superhero sidekick, you can find a life insurance plan that helps provide a safety net for your family. Learn more at shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
See me, Andrew Ekman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
Ozarks Medical Center Orthopedics brings all of OMC's orthopedic services under one roof. OMC orthopedic surgeons Dr. Jolly, Dr. Rushford, and Dr. Roeder specialize in sports injuries, hip replacements, hip, knee, shoulder, and hand surgeries, and total joint replacements. Podiatrist Dr. Goodman specializes in foot and ankle surgeries. If your doctor is recommending orthopedic care, choose OMC Orthopedics. For more information, call 417-256-1745.
As another year closes, Community First wants to wish you and your family happy holidays. We know our longevity is sustained by service, community commitment, and one-on-one involvement with our customers. In the year ahead, we'll continue to bring you service you need with professionalism you expect. Discover the bank that puts you and our community first.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
Well, here we go. We're getting ready for the announcement of the starting lineup. Let's check them for you. First up for the Poplar Bluff Lady Mules It'll be Kylie Best wearing number 2. Katie Petillo wearing number 4. Hannah Bass is number 24. Emma Johnson, number 33. And Sierra Severs wearing number 35. So let's say, Lady Bobcats, coached by Cecil Meyer, the defending Class 2 state champions. It'll be Maddie Curley starting on the outside. Avery Pierce, the other guard, wearing number 11. Katie Wade wears number 12. Journey Rowland, one of the three returning starters for Coach Myers, wears number 24. And the girl in the middle, Shelby Corson, number 32. Fair Lady Bobcats again, 2-1 coming into this game. Papa Bluff, excuse me, is 4-3 coming into tonight's contest. They are being the road team. Will wear the green uniforms trimmed in the black and white. And Papa Bluff Lady Bills will wear the white trimmed in the maroon. Our tip-off is coming up in just 30 seconds. We'll be back on Ecom Sports. I remember these Papa Bluff Lady Bills from the last couple of years. They got good size, they got good ball handling, and they are a force to reckon with here at Papa Bluff High School tonight. 8 minutes on our clock. We'll use a three-man officiating crew. Here to join us late, the junior varsity game tonight went to Papa Bluff 37-36, but the Fair Lady Bobcat JV, they were down 10 with 2 minutes to go and managed to get back to within one and had a chance to get a shot up to win it and just couldn't get the shot away. Again, for the Fair Lady Bobcats, it'll be Roland, Curly, Corsi, along with Wade and Pierce. And for Papa Bluff, it'll be Best, Petillo, Bass, Johnson, and Severs, and the Fair Lady Bobcats have won the toss. There they go. Curly brings the ball to the free throw line, looking to get a shot away. Couldn't, kicks it back outside for Wade. Wade goes into the free throw circle, looking for the outlet, and goes back outside. Avery Pierce. Pierce out around the half-court line, and the Lady Bobcats get into the half-court offense. Double high post. There to give to Corsi. Corsi looking in the middle, and she can shoot that ball from there. She moves to the free throw line with a dribble drive. Now looking to get rid of the ball, and finally does out to Katie Wade. Papa Bluff playing old man-to-man here. And Wade making room toward the bucket up the right side. He's going to be fouled, and that'll be on Best, number 2. Kylie Best for the Papa Bluff Lady Mules. They will inbound the ball down under the bucket. 33 seconds gone by in the first quarter. Neither team has scored yet. Lady Bobcats bounce it in the middle. The Corsi turnaround jumper is up and good. Shelby Corsi gets spinning to her right. Put it up and in over the front of the rim. The Lady Bobcats with the early lead here. Pop the Bluff with it. They'll give it up to Johnson. Johnson on the far side to Bass. Her long three-point shot is up and no good. Rebound is run down in the corner by Pop the Bluff. Now the outlet pass stolen by Avery Pierce. Lady Bobcats have got it. Coach Meyer slows them down a little bit. They'll bounce it to Corsi at the high post just outside the free throw circle. Here's over to Katie Wade. Katie with a left-hand dribble around the top of the circle. Is off to Curly. The defense turns her, but Curly manages to maintain possession of the ball. He disappears to the free throw line, penetrates in the lane, back outside for Roland. Roland to the right. He's got the Corsi stop, shot, off the backboard net. Shelby Corsi hits a 12-footer from the right side. Thayer's up early, 4-0. Might be the best ball movement, best play we've seen out of the Lady Bobcats so far this year. Still early. Only a minute and a half gone by here. Three-point shot for Papa Bluff on the other end, up and no good by Severs. Rebound controlled by Best. She misses, gets it back, goes back up, blocked by Corsi. Best gets it back again, throws it up, no good. And the rebound going to go off the hands of the Fair Lady Bobcats and out of bounds. Well, these Papa Bluff Lady Mules, they crash the boards on the offensive end. They'll inbound it with 6:12 to go in the first quarter. Petillo, the triggered in, number 4, long pass out front to Best, down in the right corner for Johnson. Johnson back outside to Bass. They'll back it up, swing it cross court to Bass. Bass back over to Petillo. Petillo lobbed it down inside and overhead of Hannah Bass. It goes out of bounds. And it'll be Fair Lady Bobcat ball with 6:01 to play in the first quarter. Fair up by 4. 4-0. Off the Bluff, a little bit of full court pressure. Curly's got it in the backcourt, and he'll get it up and across the timeline to Corsi. Corsi looks to Curly, heading up the right side, all the way to the bucket. Her shot is blocked, and Papa Bluff got the loose ball. Here they come. It is Bess, feeds it out on top. Now back on the left side for Tillo. Her three-point shot is up off the front rim, no good. Rebound Katie Wade for Thayer. Lady Bobcats moving it up the floor, Wade up the right sideline. Head's going to be gone for a travel. Yes, she did. got bumped a little bit, but Katie drug that pivot foot when she pulled up the dribble. Bayer turned it over with 5.5 minutes to go in the first quarter, leading by a score of 4-0. Off the bluff, excuse me, playing at home. Not shooting ball, Willer. They get over on the left side for pass around the lane, dribbles out to the top of the key. Goes to Johnson. Johnson dumps it inside for Bess. She goes up, steps under the defense, shoots and scores. Kylie Bess, best player on this basketball team, and she hits the shots there, made a nice move as she able ahead and shoulder fake and then tucked under the defense. Foul was called on number 12, Katie Wade, of the Bayer Lady Bobcats. And Bess shooting the free throw, and it's up and good. Left-hander, Kylie Bess. Full court pressure again for Poplar Bluff. Bayer inbounds the ball to Avery Pierce, trying to pass fetch it, and the ball is kicked out of bounds by Poplar Bluff. It'll be Lady Bobcat ball. 5:18 to go. Here in the first quarter, they have to inbound against full court, man-to-man pressure. And Roland trying to throw it in, the pass is deflected, and then goes out of bounds off the hands of the Poplar Bluff Lady Mule. Bayer having a little trouble getting the ball in here against the press. Now Roland trying to bounce it in. It's deflected again by the defense. And it'll go out of bounds. Number 24, Journey Roland triggered in on the sideline. Got it to Curley. Curley working against the double team in the backcourt. Now bounces off to Roland. Roland didn't get it across the timeline. Pulls up the dribble. Now gets it down to Katie Wade. Wade cross court to Avery Pierce. Now the Corsi in the lane. Pull up jumper is no good. Rebound Roland. She throws one back up. That's no good. Rebound taken by Johnson for Poplar Bluff. Long lead pass down the floor to pass. She couldn't hang on. And it's picked up by Curley. Here come the Lady Bobcats on the break. The 5-on-1. Katie Wade pulls up for three. That's out the front of the rim. Corsi with a rebound. Back up and in. Shelby Corsi has got six early as the Fair Lady Bobcats are up again by three. Fair getting back on the defensive end. Off the book with it. Bass feet down in the left corner for Bass. Bass lobbing it inside to a Stever. She puts it up. No good. Rebound off the hands of the Fair Lady Bobcats and out of bounds. First substitution of the night, number 25, Abby Turner. We'll check in, get a little more size on the floor for Poplar Bluff. Well, Turner, first sub of the night. Poplar Bluff inbounds it. Now taking around the horn to Bess on the right side in the corner to Patillo. Patillo off to Turner. Her shot is no good. And the rebound run down by the Fair Lady Bobcats. Here they go on the break again. The Poplar Bluff got back on defense. Fair backing out with 4:12 to go in the first quarter. And we'll run the offense. Curley on the right side. Curls across the top of the lane. Pass is going to be deflected and out of bounds. Off the hands of Poplar Bluff to the Fair Lady Bobcat ball. They'll inbound near midcourt with 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. Curley got the inbound in the backcourt. Steps it into and across half court. Moves it down the left side. Trying to get to the bucket. Now kicks it back out to Roland. Roland draws a double team and lost. It's taken by Bess, who will drive for the uncontested layup. She won't miss that. Kylie Bess, 5 points on the line. She got all five for Poplar Bluff, and here comes Thayer with it the other way. They break the pressure. Curley got it across the timeline. I just double-teamed in the corner and threw it away. That might be the difference in this game tonight, that pressure by the Lady Mules. Substitutions now for Poplar Bluff as Patillo and Johnson sit down. Number 20 is checked in. And Coral Miglia is into the ballgame. She's got it now on the right side. Gives it to Turner up top of the key. She'll swing it around the horn down in the corner to Bass. Her three-point shot up off the back of the rim, no good. And Thayer controls the rebound. Curley, long pass up the floor to Wade. Wade passes to the right side. Got it to Avery Pierce. Avery to the cutter. Going through the lane. That is Johnny Roland all the way to the bucket to the way here. Nice play there offensively for Thayer Roland, cutting off the screen and got the uncontested layup. They're up again by three. Poplar Bluff with it in the corner. Now kick it back outside to Bass. Bass swings over to Bess. Bess back over to Bass on the left wing. They're playing the zone. Poplar Bluff trying to play over the top. They go to number 12, Richardson. Richardson, right side now. And back outside for Bess at the top of the key. 2.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. There, Lady Bobcats with a lead. Poplar Bluff with the ball. There goes Bess down to the baseline. Pulls up. The jumper rattles in and out. No good. Roland rebounds it for Thayer. And Lady Bobcats are breaking the other way. Roland going all the way to the basket. Gets tied up. And the hell ball will belong to the Poplar Bluff Lady Mules. Ernie Rowland, nobody ever steps in front until the very end of the play, and then she got tied up. And it'll be Poplar Bluff basketball. Under substitution, number 33, Emma Johnson checks in. Number 24, Hannah Bass will sit down for the Lady Mules. 2 minutes and change here, but travel out front on Poplar Bluff. Number 12, Alexis Richardson. Started to make the pass. The defense got in the lane. She tried to stop and picked up her pivot play. Well, Fair will get it after the turnover by the Lady Mules. Lady Bobcats with a 3-point lead in the basketball. 2:13 to go in the first quarter. Fair got it over to Corsi. Corsi takes the 3-pointer. Now pulls into the lane. Shot is up and no good. Rebound saved from out of bounds. Oh, Maddie Curley had her foot on the line. Curley tried to save it from out of bounds, but she had her foot on the line. And it'll be Lady Mule basketball. A chance to get back to within one here with a bunch. 2 minutes exactly to go as Johnson brings it across half court. Leads it on the left wing to Coromiglia. Coromiglia down the right corner now for Richardson. Richardson back out top and around the horn to Coromiglia. He holds it top of the key. On the left side, they get it to Richardson. Richardson dribbles out to the wing, and she double dribbles the basketball. Off the block is another unforced turnover there. And it'll be Richardson out of the ball game. And number four checks back in, Katie Petillo, coach's daughter. And her Lady Bobcats, Curley, moving down the middle of the lane, is going to be fouled. It'll be a block. That'll be on number 20, I do believe. Oh, they call it on 33. Foul on Emma Johnson. Emma Johnson called for the block. That'll be team foul number two on the Lady Mules here in the first quarter. Very clean game so far. They are on the inbound here. Looking to get it into Corsi. The ball is knocked away and, oh, then off the hands of Corsi and out of bounds. That was Bass out there playing defense. And they say it's off of Thayer, so it'll be Poplar Bluff basketball with a minute 31 to go. 8-5, Thayer with the lead. Lady Mules bring the ball into the front court, getting their offense set up. Double screens on the wing. Pass goes to the right side. And now back out on top for Petillo. Petillo with a dribble drive. Avery Pierce jumps out on her. Now they'll go to Bess. Bess moving to the elbow. Kicks the pass down inside for Severs. She picks it up. It's rejected. We're going to get a foul call on the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Of course, they blocked the shot, but a foul was called. And the total actually was Katie Wade that blocked the shot. And Katie picks up her second foul and going to the free throw line. Number 35, Sierra Severs. First free throw is up, rattles in and out, and then goes in again. Sierra Severs got the bounce, and that makes it a 2-point game, 8-6. They are making a substitution. Wade comes out with those two fouls here in the first quarter. Number 10, Callie Johnson will check in for the Lady Bobcats. Second free throw by Severs is no good. Rebound controlled by Tess for Poplar Bluff. Lady Mules with a chance to tie it or take the lead here. Pass goes to the left side to Johnson. Johnson dribbles to the outside, trying to pass it down the wing and threw it over everybody's head and into the second row of the bleachers over there. So, unforced turnover by Poplar Bluff. There on the inbound, gets the ball to Corsi, and Corsi's going to be called for a double dribble. Corsi fell down as she made the catch, and they called her for a double dribble, so Thayer turns it over. And it will be Poplar Bluff basketball. Down by two. There, Lady Bobcats playing the defense against the inbound. Play comes in to Johnson. Johnson takes it to a high post for Turner. Turner back outside for Petillo. Her 3-point shot blocked by Curley. Loose ball picked up by Poplar Bluff. And they couldn't get the shot away. Back outside they go. And the Bass moves in the lane. She's going to get fouled to go to the line and shoot two. Kylie Bass making a nice move after she got the pass at the free throw line. And the foul's going to be on number 10, Callie Johnson, for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. That is team foul number 3. Comes with 41 seconds to go in the first quarter. Free throw for the left-hander, Bess, is good. Kylie Bess, she's a good player. She got 6 of the 7 points for Poplar Bluff here in the first quarter. Thayer Lady Bobcats, 6 points for Corsi, 2 for Rowland. Second free throw is up. That one is good. And substitution for the Lady Mules, number 12 checking back in there. And that is Richardson. Bess will get a little extra rest here on the sideline. They will inbound the ball, a tie game, 41 seconds to go. Going to have to hurry. And they dump it into Curley. Curley double team, gets it to Rowland. And Rowland trying to dribble drive out of the double team is going to be fouled Number 33, Emma Johnson. That'll be number two on Johnson. She will check out. Number 24, Hannah Bass, is back in for Poplar Bluff. So Thayer's inbounded again, down along the baseline, inbound to Corsi. Corsi on the dribble drive up the left side. Well, crossover, trying to get it across the timeline. Bill in the backcourt, now to Rowland. Rowland gets it across to Curley. Thayer with a 3-on-2 opportunity. Curley pulls up with a jumper. It's up and no good. Bounced off the rim twice and wouldn't go down. Poplar Bluff got it back, running the other way. Richardson down to the baseline. Lady Bobcats cut her off. Now we get it down to Cora Moglia. Her shot is no good. Rebound, Corson. Lady Bobcats on the run. Rolling to the elbow. To Curley to the bucket. Misses the layup. Rebound gets on the floor. Picks up by Bluff with 1 second to go. Here's a half-court shot. That's not even close. And that's the end of one quarter of play. Our score tied at 8. Thayer and Poplar Bluff here at Poplar Bluff High School. We'll take a timeout. Back with your second quarter in just 1 minute on E-Tom Sports.
Charlotte Allen with Allen Supported Living has worked with children and adults with developmental disabilities since 1992. They provide individualized support living services, personal assistance, respite, and community integration services in Thayer, Alton, West Plains, Donovan, and the area. If you have questions, call Charlotte. They'll be happy to help link you with the services and resources available. Call Allen Supported Living at 417-264-7203. And go Bobcats!
When life gets busy, which, let's be honest, when isn't it? Getting by the bank before it closes can be tough. Did you know FNBC offers mobile deposit, making it quicker and easier to deposit checks? That's right. Simply snap a picture of a check anytime, anywhere, and deposit it directly into your FNBC account through our mobile banking app. It's just another way we prove the value of a banking partnership with FNBC. You and FNBC's mobile deposit, better together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, good first quarter here at Poplar Bluff High School. The Thayer Lady Bobcats and Poplar Bluff Lady Mules tied at 8. Thayer gets the ball to start the second quarter. Here's a nice play into the middle of the Curley. She shoots and scores. Maddie Curley with her first bucket of the night. Rolling off the screen. Corsi hit her with a pass for the short jumper. And Thayer back on top by 2. Lady Bobcats have led by as many as 4 in the game. Lady Mules back it out now against this Thayer 1-3-1 zone. Off the bluff, going to the high post to Turner. Back outside for Bass, working on the left side of the floor. Bass will give it off to Bess. And Bess, ooh, might have pushed off there. No call. She'll swing a pass on the right side to Petillo. Petillo goes to the high post and gets it right back. Now gives it to Bass. Bass working to the left side of the floor to Bess. Kylie Bess. Over on the right side to Hannah Bass and back out front for Petillo. Fair Lady Bobcats doing a good job of not letting the Lady Mules get the ball in the lane. Here's Bess. Feeds to Bass. Now down on the baseline for Cora Meekley. And the pass is stolen by Journey Rowland for Thayer. Here come the Lady Bobcats. 2-point lead for Thayer in the ball. Rowland working out front. Feeds it over to Corsi. Corsi way outside the 3-point area. Puts the ball on the floor behind the back of the dribbles. Jump stop in the lane. Short jumper is no good. Rebound control by Hannah Bass for Poplar Bluff. They get it up the floor in a hurry to Bass. Throwing to the baseline. Throwing up a shot. No, but a foul. That'll be whistled on the Thayer Bobcats. That'll be on, I believe, Callie Johnson. Number 10. That'll be foul number 2 on Callie. Comes with 6:34 to play in the first half. Fourth team foul on the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Poplar Bluff's only been called for 3. Been a clean half of basketball. And at the free throw line, Kylie Bess hits the free throw. She's got 8 points in the game. She's 4-for-4 from the free throw line. The only player other than Severs who hit a free throw that has scored for Poplar Bluff. On the second free throw is no good. The Thayer maintains the 1-point lead. They got the rebound. Here's Curley. Brings it up the floor. Backs it out to the top of the key. Goes on the right side to Pierce. Pierce off to Johnson. To Pierce on the give and go. Counting in a foul. Avery Pierce with a beautiful cut to the basket on the give and go. She'll get 2 and go to the free throw line, shooting for the 3-point play. 6:21 to go. Foul was on number 10. There is no number 10 for Poplar Bluff. Wait for them to post that up on the board. Free throw is up for Avery Pierce. It's good. And the Thayer Lady Bobcats with a 4-point lead again, 13-9. Poplar Bluff with it. I get it to the top of the key to Bess. Bess, nice diagonal pass. Ooh, Cora Mugley up there couldn't make the catch. of Poplar Bluff maintains possession. Bass has got it on the left wing, going to Turner at the high post. Puts it on the floor one time. Feeds over to Kylie Bass. Back out on top to Fistillo. Fistillo to Bass. Bass will take it to the top of the key. Wing it on the right side again to Fistillo. Go back and back out. Go around to Bass on the left side wing. Bass. Back to Bass on the wing. Dumps one down inside to Turner. Misses the shot. Rebound, Curley. Lady Bobcats on the run. Curley races up the floor. Out back to back out with a nice spin move dribble. And we'll set the offense with 5:33 to go in the first half. Thayer leading by four. Here to get the rolling, curling through the lane. Her shot is blocked and goes out of bounds. That's a nice play by Turner. Number 25, Abby Turner. And we get a timeout call here by the Poplar Bluff Lady Eagles. 5:26 to go in the first half. Thayer up by four. We'll be back to Poplar Bluff in 30 on Ecom Sports.
When choosing an orthopedic surgeon, you can choose a physician with years of experience, the one with the best technique, or the surgeon with the best pair of hands. Or you can choose Thomas Knox and get all three. Dr. Knox has been practicing for over 30 years in the Mountain Home area and also has clinic days available in West Plains, and his skills are unsurpassed. When you're with Thomas Knox, you're in great hands. Learn more at KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Back to Poplar Bluff after the timeout. 5:26 to go in the first half. 13-9, Fair Lady Bobcats with a four-point lead and the basketball here. Hell inbound down under the bucket. It'll be Avery Pierce to trigger it in. Fair going with a block on the block. Pass going into the middle. Got it to Corsi. Left hand shot is up and no good. Rebound Johnson. She couldn't follow it in. And Best clears the bullet from Poplar Bluff and is off to the races. Lady Bobcats get back defensively, and Best will back it out and set the offense around the perimeter of the Lady Bobcats zone. Ball going to Richardson, who checked in during the timeout. Got it over to Bass. Bass back to Bass. Bass down the right side of the lane, puts up a shot, no good. Turner rebounds. Her shot blocked by Corsi. Turner gets it back, and we're going to get a holding foul this time. Called on the Thayer Lady Bunchin. We'll have to check and see who that's going to be on. That'll be on Corsi. Well, I'm sorry, number 24, Journey Rollinson. Rolling off the foul will be her first and the 15th foul for Thayer Lady Bobcats. Marissa Weber going to check into the ballgame now. Kelly Johnston gave Coach Meyer some good minutes off the bench in the first half here. Oh, Poplar Bluff with it on the inbound. Got it out front. Now over to Bass. She'll shoot a three. That is no good. Rebound gets on the floor, and the Lady Mules get it back. Trying to go down inside to Cormiglia. She couldn't hang on to the pass and is picked up by Avery Pierce. Avery in the backcourt, looking to get away from the defense, and it does, gets to pass to Corsi. To Curley in the left corner. Her shot is no good. Corsi with a rebound. Got it back to Curley. Goes up again. Bounces it off the window and in. Good team basketball right there by the Thayer Lady Bobcats to get the open shot. And Thayer up by six now, 15-9. Poplar Bluff having a little trouble with this Lady Bobcat zone. They like to pound it down inside and use the advantage of their size. And as of tonight so far, not shooting the ball well from the perimeter, having trouble scoring. Poplar Bluff gets it back out front, on the right side for Richardson. Richardson bounces over to Kylie Bass. That's on the right side wing. One dribble and gives it up to Bass, top of the key, down the left corner. Now they'll get it inside for Cormiglia. And back outside to Bass for three. That one's good. Kylie Bass hits a three off the right wing. That makes it a three-point game. Thayer coming again against the full court pressure. Pierce got it to Corsi. Corsi pulls up free throw line. Jumper is no good. Rebound taken by the Poplar Bluff Lady Mules. And now a steal by Avery Pierce for Thayer. Pierce with the steal gives it to the trailer. That's Corsi. Corsi making the move down the right side of the lane around the defender. Couldn't hit the shot. And the rebound taken by Kylie Bess for the Poplar Bluff Lady Mules. Mules with a chance to get back to within one here with a bucket. Unless Bess gets open for another one of those three. She got it on the left side wing, going to the high post to Turner. Turnaround jumper is no good. Rebound to Poplar Bluff, and they'll kick it back outside. Cormiglia gets it to Bess in the corner. Round the defender. She's going to be held as she makes a move to the bucket. She is quick with that first step. Out going to be on number 20, Marissa Weber for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. That'll be foul number one on Weber. Turner and Cormiglia out of the game now for Poplar Bluff. as number 12, Richardson, back in there. Who else? Number 35, Severs, back in. Papa Buff inbound after the non-shooting foul. Got it to Best. Shoots a three-pointer. That one rattles off the rim and goes out of bounds over in the corner. It'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat ball with 2:52 to play in the first half. Lady Cash leading by three here at Papa Buff. And the Lady Mules don't have full court pressure. Thayer gets it up across the timeline here to Avery Pierce. Avery moves to within 15 of the bucket. Gives it to Corsi. Goes down to the baseline. Pull-up jumper. No good. Gets her own rebound. Outside the lane looking for an outlet, and now she's going to be tied up, and a held ball will belong to Papa Bluff. Shelby making one mistake right there, and that was not keeping that ball up above her head. Thayer making a substitution. Number 23 will check into the ball game. And that is Donahue. And I'm sorry, Maddie Donahue will check in. But now before we take a timeout, 15-12, Thayer up by three with 2:37 to go in the first half. We'll be back in 30 seconds on Econ Sports.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that makes people want to change the subject rather than admit they don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Scott Cecil focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Scott Cecil in Thayer or Donovan.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Well, back after the timeout, Katie Wade and Shelby Corson both sitting out with Coach Cecil Meyer, the Thayer Lady Bobcats right here. They were the lineup of Maddie Donahue, Callie Johnson, Marissa Weber, Avery Pierce, and Maddie Curley. Thayer Lady Bobcats with a three-point lead here, 2:37 to go in the first half. Hopper Bluff with the basketball. Off the timeline with 2:33 to go. Now swing it to the right side. A very patient offensively. It's a good basketball team. They're 4-3. Maybe better than that record might indicate. They play a good competition. Yes, they are still playing that zone, and Papa Bluff almost threw it away. Best with a nice play to make a catch on the sideline. Ball almost went over her head. Papa Bluff still working around the perimeter. They got it on top for Pass. Pass gives it back to Johnson. Johnson dumping it down inside to Best. Counting in the foul. That's a tough shot right there with the defender hanging all over. Kylie Best with the bucket. Fouls on number 23, Maggie Donahue. And for Best, that is her 13th point of the first half. She has scored 13 of the 14 for Poplar Bluff. And substitution here for 33 checks out Johnson for Poplar Bluff. Free throw is up, and it's good. So 14 points in the first half for Kylie Best. And then she steals the ball away from Maddie Curley on the inbound. Best going to the hole, count it, as she slides down the baseline and hits the bank shot. 16 for Best. Papa Bluff now with the lead for the first time tonight, 17-15. Lady Bobcats with it. Curley in the backcourt gets it up across the timeline against the man-to-man. Leads over to Journey Rowland. Rowland. Backs it back out. Thayer works some clock here with a minute 39 to go in the first half. Down by two. Rowland goes to the right side. Still on the dribble drive and now moves into the lane. He's going to bounce it back outside. The pass is deflected and stolen by Best. Best crosses the timeline with it. Minute 22 to go in the half. Gives it down in the corner for Richardson. Richardson back out. Now they'll lob it down inside. Pass is deflected and stolen by Rowland. And then she gets fouled by number 35, Sierra Severs. Severs called for the foul. That'll be team foul number 6 on Papa Bluff. And Fair Lady Bobcats will not be shooting. They'll inbound it against this pressure. Here's Donahue checking out of the game as Katie Wade will check back in for the Fair Lady Bobcats. Minute 13 to go. Thayer down 2 here in the first half. Rolling on the inbound. We'll get it to Maddie Curley. Long pass up the floor to Avery Pierce. Avery moving down the line. Got it down inside to Katie Wade, who hits the short jumper. Katie Wade with her first two of the night. We're tied at 17. 1 minute to play in the first half. Papa Bluff up across the timeline. They work it to the top of the key for Richardson. Right side to Patillo. Back outside to Best. Best moves to the elbow. Back outside to Patillo. 3 points. That is good. Katie Patillo with a three for Papa Bluff. The Lady Mules are up by three. Thayer again coming the other way. Gurney rolling. Nice spin move. Got away from the defense. Now gets double teamed. He's going to have to get rid of that. Swings over to Maddie Curley. Curley's got Weber all alone under the bucket. Hit her for the layup. Weber with two. It pulls Thayer back to within one with 23 seconds to go here in the first half. And Papa Bluffs looks like they're going to back it out and hold for the final shot of the half. They've got a one-point lead, 20-19. And they're now going to throw a double team on Bess. She takes the ball toward the hole, kicks it out in the corner for Richardson. Her shot no good. Rebound, Thayer. Rolling with it in the backcourt. Hooks it a shot away. And that's the end of our first half of play. Our score, Thayer trailing Poplar Bluff 20-19. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your halftime activities brought to you by Community First Banking Company in just 2 minutes on Ecom Sports.
As another year closes, Community First wants to wish you and your family happy holidays. We know our longevity is sustained by service, community commitment, and one-on-one involvement with our customers. In the year ahead, we'll continue to bring you service you need with professionalism you expect. Discover the bank that puts you and our community first.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
Being the family superhero is a tireless job, constantly defending against monsters in the closet and grass so tall it swallows small children. But who's there for them if you're not? Your local Shelter insurance agent. With an insurance superhero sidekick, you can find a life insurance plan that helps provide a safety net for your family. Learn more at shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
See me, Andrew Ekman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
Ozarks Medical Center is excited to welcome Dr. Melissa Wright to the team at the Thayer Mammoth Spring Clinic. Dr. Wright joins nurse practitioners Leslie Batterton and Sheila Marler at the Thayer location at the corner of Nettleton and Highway 63. Arkansas patients can also make an appointment at their second location at 260 Main Street in Mammoth Spring. Call 417-264-7136 for an appointment.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair. And they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. So their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist, Shelby, and the great staff, Debbie, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, they treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
And we're back at Poplar Bluff High School. The game's a good one. 20-19, our score. Thayer Lady Bobcats are down by one. And for Poplar Bluff, it's been pretty much a one-man show here tonight. Kylie Best has scored 16 of the 20 points for Poplar Bluff in the first half. And she had all but three of the points in the first half until Katie Patillo hit a three-pointer just before the halftime break. Sierra Sievers, the other point, a free throw for Poplar Bluff. So Thayer Lady Bobcats got some work to do. They got to figure out a way to stop Kylie Best in this game here tonight. And for the Lady Bobcats, being good balance scoring, there have been six different Lady Bobcats that have scored, led by Shelby Corsi with six. Those came early. Journey Rowland's got two. Two for Katie Wade. Three for Avery Pierce. Four for Maddie Curley, and two for Marissa Weber off the Lady Bobcat bench. So they're Lady Bobcats taking care of the basketball most of the night. Now, they've had some problems working against the press of the Lady Mules, and then in the half-court game, a couple of unforced turnovers against the Thayer Lady Bobcats. And then on the other side for Papa Bluff, they've had a little trouble trying to solve this 1-3-1 zone of the Thayer Lady Bobcats. So both coaches with some things to talk about in the locker room at halftime as we get ready for the second half here. Get our score 20-19. Thayer Lady Bobcats trail by one here in Poplar Bluff. We'll take a timeout. Back with more of your Community First Banking Company halftime show in just 2 minutes on Ecom Sports.
Charlotte Allen with Allen Supported Living has worked with children and adults with developmental disabilities since 1992. They provide individualized support living services, personal assistance, respite, and community integration services in Thayer, Alton, West Plains, Donovan, and the area. If you have questions, call Charlotte. They'll be happy to help link you with the services and resources available. Call Allen Supported Living at 417-264-7203. And go Bobcats!
the community bankers of FNBC, and you.
My name is Boyd Jackson. I am 96 years old. Right across the street from where I live is the bank. I've been doing business with them for 72 years. In 1941, I borrowed $150 and bought a team of mules to farm with. I had an account with them ever since then.
FNBC and you, better together. Member FDIC.
It should never hurt to hike in the hills of the Ozarks or cast a fly into the White River. And golf, tennis, bowling should always be pain-free. So if you have shoulder, knee, wrist, hip, or ankle pain, call Knox Orthopedics. Doctors Thomas Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell will make sure you can live your life the way you were meant to. Outdoors and pain-free. Knox Orthopedics, right here in the Ozarks. KnoxOrthopedics.com.
In the Ozarks, you know how much it means to have neighbors you can count on, like the one who mowed your lawn and trimmed that week you were sick. Well, here's another good neighbor you can count on. State Farm Agent Scott Cecil. Scott and his team are here to help life go right when you combine your home and auto insurance, which can save you money and time. So combine home and auto and start the savings rolling. Contact State Farm Agent Scott Cecil at 151 East Walnut and Thayer or 301 LaRue and Donovan today.
Hello, back at Poplar Bluff. You're listening to the Community First Halftime Report, Community First Banking Company Halftime Report. Player Lady Bobcat Basketball. Lady Bobcats 2-1 coming into the game tonight. Poplar Bluff 4-3. And here at the half, we've got a pretty tight game. 20-19 is our score. Poplar Bluff outscoring Thayer 12-11 in the second quarter to take the 1-point lead here at the intermission. Oh, if you joined us late, JV game tonight, it was a good one. Thayer goes down to defeat in their season opener. 37-36 was the final in the JV contest. And again, the Lady Bobcats were down by 10 with 2 minutes to go, scored the last 9 points. Just couldn't get that one more or two more points to get that game into overtime for winning. All right, again, 20-19, our score. Thayer down by one. Let's take a look at the first half stats. First half for Poplar Bluff. They're led by Kylie Best. She has scored 16 of the 20 points for Poplar Bluff. She committed one foul. Katie Patillo, a three-pointer that came just in the final 30 seconds of the first half to give Poplar Bluff the lead. 1 point for Sierra Seaver. Seaver's also committed a foul. Emma Johnson with two fouls for Poplar Bluff. For the Thayer Lady Bobcats, Shelby Corsi leads the way with 6 points and a half. Mandy Curley has added four. Three for Avery Pierce, two for Katie Wade, two for Journey Rowland, and two for Marissa Weber. Foul trouble for the Lady Bobcats? Really not much. Kelly Johnson has committed two fouls. Journey Rowland with one, Katie Wade with two, and Marissa Weber with one. So nobody in any serious foul trouble as we get ready for our second half. Oh, yeah, more basketball coming up tomorrow night for you at K-Country 95. Tomorrow night we'll be at Mumford Gym in Willow Springs as the undefeated Alton Comets take on the Willow Springs Bears. I expect that'll be a good one at Mumford. Hope you'll join us for the varsity contest. JV game at 6 o'clock. The varsity will follow, and we'll have that one for you right here or anywhere, anytime. K-Country 95. Of course, next week, we'll have the coverage of the Pink and White Tournament in Springfield where the Thayer Lady Bobcats will be playing. They're the number 8 seed in their division. And we'll also have coverage of the Kabul Holiday Tournament involving the Thayer Bobcats, the number 3 seed, and the number 2 seed is Alton Comets. So a big week of basketball next week after the Christmas break, starting on Thursday, with championship games in both those tournaments on Monday. Now, let's take another break. We'll be back with your second half in just 2 minutes. You're listening to Thayer Lady Bobcat Basketball, the Community First Banking Company Halftime Report. We'll be back in 90 seconds on Ecom Sports.
At Ozarks Medical Center Rehabilitation, they take a team approach to meeting each patient's physical, occupational, and speech therapy needs. They treat patients of all ages with locations in West Plains, Alton, Gainesville, Mountain Grove, Mountain View, Thayer, and Winona. When your physician recommends therapy, choose quality care that's never far from home. Choose OMC Rehabilitation. Call 417-257-5959 for more information.
I am Josh Drummond, physical therapist and athletic trainer and director of rehabilitation services, and I am OMC.
Being the family superhero is a tireless job, constantly defending against monsters in the closet and grass so tall it swallows small children. But who's there for them if you're not?
your local Shelter insurance agent. With an insurance superhero sidekick, you can find a life insurance plan that helps provide a safety net for your family. Learn more at shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
See me, Andrew Ekman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
As another year closes, Community First wants to wish you and your family happy holidays. We know our longevity is sustained by service, community commitment, and one-on-one involvement with our customers. In the year ahead, we'll continue to bring you service you need with professionalism you expect. Discover the bank that puts you and our community first.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
I hope you enjoyed the Community First Banking Company halftime show, and here we go. Second half is underway. Fair Lady Bobcats open the second half with the basketball down by a point. Papa Bluff still playing that man-to-man defense. Fair with it. Avery Wade got it out front. Avery Pierce has got it out front. Gives it now to Katie Wade. Katie going to Curley. Curley curls her way through the lane. Puts up a shot off the window. No good. And rebound controlled by Papa Bluff. Here come the Lady Mules. Number 24, Bass. Both teams, by the way, open with the same lineup that started the ball game. And Bass giving it up. Now give inside for Severs. Severs couldn't hit the bucket. And the rebound controlled by Katie Wade for Thayer. Lady Bobcats get it up the floor with Maddie Curley. 7:24. We're just underway here in the third quarter. Thayer getting it to the right side for Pierce. Pierce penetrates inside the three-point line. Gives over to Wade. Wade going to the high post to Journey Rowland. Rowland backs it out. Gives it back to Wade. Wade going down to the baseline. Oh, had an opening to the bucket. She didn't see it. Now gives it to Rowland, cutting down the right side of the lane for the lay-in. That's why she didn't take it. Wanted to get that assist. Nice play, and Thayer back on top. 21-20. Pop him up with it. Here is Patillo. Patillo gives it a corner for Bass. Her three-point try is no good. Rebound comes out long, and Papa Buff has got it. Over to Patillo for three. No. Bass for the rebound. Couldn't follow it in, but she's fouled and will go to line and shoot two for Papa Buff. Foul's going to be called on number two, Maddie Curley of the Thayer Lady Bobcats. First foul of the night on Maddie. 6:44 to go in the third quarter. Thayer up one, 21-20. Low-scoring game. But a good ball game. Two pretty good basketball teams going at it here. Very clean game. Neither team got into the bonus in the first half. Here's the free throw for Bess. And she picks up in the second half where she left off in the first. She has scored 17 of the 21 points for Papa Bluff. And now we get Hannah Coramiglia checking back into the ball game. Sierra Severs will sit down for Papa Bluff. Second free throw for Bess is up and good. Good player, Kylie Bess. She is finally a senior. Oh, here's a steal by Bess on the inbound, and she lays it up in the end. So a four-point trip down the fourth floor for Poplar Bluff, and the Lady Mules with their biggest lead of the night at 3 points. And with the ball curly in the backcourt, races up across the timeline. Pulls it back out now. Fair get into the half-court offense. Oh, they got Avery Pierce in the lane. The pass to her is deflected and picked up by Poplar Bluff. They get it to Best. Best moves toward the lane, hanging with a 12-footer. No good. Rebound, Katie Wade. She'll give over to Curley. Curley brings the ball into the front court for Thayer. Bends away from the defensive Best. Quick hands, good size, and now Best knocks it away from Curley and out of bounds. 6:03 to go. Thayer down three, needing a bucket here to stay close. He does not want to let these Mules get on a roll. Thayer will inbound the ball into the back court to Avery Pierce. Pierce got it across the timeline. Working against Patillo. Still with it. Now pulls it up at the top of the key. Gives over to Corsi. Corsi out around the three-point line. Dumping it down to Avery Pierce. Cutting to the bucket, and it goes out of bounds. Avery couldn't make the catch. So Thayer turns it over there. And I think a busted play there. Thayer had four players on one side of the floor. I don't think it was meant to be that way. So something not right there with the offense. Off the block with the ball. Up by three. Quick pass going to Best, cutting down the lane all the way to the bucket, lays it up in the end. Kylie Best with 22 points now. 22 of the 26 for Papa Bluff. That's Thayer again, just across the timeline with Curley. Curley's gone to the point here. It was off to Avery Pierce on the right side wing. Crossing over to Rowland. Rowland fakes left, moves right, steps in the lane, back out to Pierce for three. It's good! Avery Pierce ripped one from downtown, and the Thayer Lady Bobcats needed that. They're back within two.
Yeah!
and Hopper Bluff was thrown away on the other end. The Lady Mules were trying to get their offenses set, and Hannah Bass tried to pass it down to the baseline, threw it over the head of Emma Johnson and out of bounds. They're inbound here against pressure. Got it to Corsi. Corsi putting it on the floor. She can handle it like a guard. Gets it up across the timeline, working against her man. And now Bess is going to be called for a foul. Bess tried to step in front. Might have been okay, but she tried to poke that ball away. The foul on Kylie Bess will be her second of the game. Non-shooting foul. They will inbound it on the far sideline near midcourt. Just under 5 minutes to play. Wade will inbound it to Rowland. Off the bus, still playing man-to-man defense. Rowland handles it out front. Looking for the backdoor cut. Couldn't get it. Just over to Wade. Wade now to Corsi, curling through the lane. Goes right, moves left. Oh, and shoots it too hard off the window, and it wouldn't go in. From point-blank range. And here's a long pass up the floor from Off the bus. They got it down to Richardson. Richardson makes the catch, goes up with a shot. Didn't hit it, but she was fouled. And that'll be Katie Wade, call for her third foul. And it'll send number 12, Alexis Richardson, to the free throw line for Papa Bluff. First one is good. Number 12, Alexis Richardson, her first point of the game. Now Turner checks back into the ballgame, along with number 33, Emma Johnson for Papa Bluff. Second free throw is up and good. For Richardson. 2 points now for Richardson. And now Hannah Bass coming out of the game. And Severs is back in. Papa Bluff, three new players in. Lady Bobcats Affair coming against the press. Gurney Rowland takes it up the left sideline. And going all the way to the basket, puts it up and in. Gurney Rowland with a good aggressive move. That pulls Fair back within two again at 28-26. 4 minutes and change to go in this third quarter. Here's a pass with it for Papa Bluff. Takes it to the left wing, feeds it out top. Now on the right side to Johnson. Johnson looking in the lane. Kicks it back outside to Bess, driving the baseline, trying to leave a pass off to Seaver. Got it to her. Her shot blocked by Corsi, and she blocks it again. Two blocks by Corsi, and Thayer's got the basketball back with a chance to tie. Katie Wade out on the wing. What a defensive stand by Shelby Corsi. She said, not in my lane. And now here, rolling for three for Thayer. No good. Rebound is battle for, and it's the Papa Bluff coming up with Richardson, number 12. Got the rebound. Here come the Papa Bluff Lady Mule. They'll back it out with 3:33 to go in the third quarter. Leading by two. Bess has got it. Leaves it off to Johnson. Johnson goes through the lane, kicks it over in the corner to Richardson. Richardson back out to Emma Johnson. She'll take it to the top of the key and reset. Going to get Turner down the low post. Should get a three-second call. She gets the ball, gives it back up, and now we're going to go in there for a three-second call. I thought so. Turner had been standing there for the entire possession. They finally got her for the three. Should have been about 13. Call for the 13-second violation. And she checks out of the game. Papa Bluff will get Severs back in. Thayer now with the ball back and a chance to tie. Inbound it, and it's knocked away from Curley by Bess. Bess is guarding Curley in the man-to-man defense. Now they back a defender off the inbounder. Ball goes into a Corsi for Thayer. Over to Rowland. Rowland, ooh, lost her dribble in the backcourt. Gives over to Curley, and now Curley will take it up across the timeline. Maddie leads it down to the corner for Johnson. Johnson back outside to Rowland for three. Bingo! Gurney Rowland. It's one from downtown, and the Thayer Lady Bobcats back on top, 29-28, 2:51 to go. Papa Bluff passing across the lane. We got it. Nice play. Got it to Severs, who laid it in off the window. And we're going to get a timeout call. 2:45 to go in the third quarter. Thayer down one, 30-29. There's a timeout on the court. We'll be back in 30 seconds on Ecom Sports.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair. And they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. So their skilled dentists, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Debbie, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, they treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
Well, things have picked up offensively for both ball clubs here in the third quarter. They only scored 19 points in the first half, and they've already scored 10. And we still got 2:45 to go in the third quarter for Papa Bluff. They have scored 10 points as well, and after scoring just 20 in the first half. So both teams picking it up a little bit offensively. And for the Fair Lady Bobcats, you're beginning to see a little bit of rhythm to the offense. And some of the players that have been kind of reluctant to shoot the basketball, quite frankly, early in the season, starting to get a little confidence and starting to put some shots up. Journey Rowland now leads Fair with 9 points. And Avery Pierce with a three-pointer a moment ago, and it was good to see Avery take that shot because she can knock that thing down. From the south of the key, she hit that one, and maybe that will give her the confidence to start getting involved in this Bobcat offense. Fair will inbound the ball against full-court pressure with 2:45 to go. Papa Bluff has played the full-court man-to-man all night long. Callie Johnson inbounds the ball to Curley. Curley over to Rowland. Journey will take it up across the timeline, going all the way to the elbow. Gives it over to Pierce, and we get a double dribble on Journey Rowland. She wanted to make a pass and tried to pick it up and dropped it. So Thayer with the unforced turnover, and there's been too many of those tonight. And the Papa Bluff Lady Mules have got the ball back. 2.5 minutes to go in the third. They lead it by one. Papa Bluff led by as many as four. Thayer's led by as many as four. Been a good seesaw battle. Here Papa Bluff with it. Shot is up and hits the side of the backboard by Johnson. Rebounded by Thayer. Curley up the left side. Moving into the lane. Kicks it back out to Johnson. Johnson now to Pierce. Defense jumps out there on her this time. She hit one from there just a moment ago. Avery now steps into the free throw circle, looking to get rid of it. Bounce pass down to Corsi, who cuts to the bucket and scores. Shelby Corsi, 8 points down the game, and Thayer back on top by one, 31-30. Papa Bluff with it on the left side wing, outside to Best. Best moves to the elbow, bounces it down low. They kick it back outside, and now going down deep inside to Siever. Back outside, over to Best, down to the baseline, hangs in the air, shot blocked by Corsi, and then Corsi's going to be fouled. After she caught it, Corsi blocked it, came down with a loose ball and got fouled. That foul will be on. And didn't see who they called it on. And they haven't posted. When Thayer gets called for a foul, they post it on the board. When Bluff gets called for a foul, they do not post it on the board. Anyway, minute 38 to go in the third quarter. Thayer down or up in the lead, down by one. And here's Corsi, Rowland. Gets the ball up to Corsi in the right corner. Shelby will bring it out front, working against Petillo. Gives it over to Avery Pierce on the left side wing. Papa Bluff now gone to a zone. Lady Bobcats looking to get it inside. Ooh, they had Rowland in the paint. Now they get it to her, and the ball goes right through her legs and picked up by Papa Bluff. Rowland didn't expect the pass to come to her, but right through her legs. And Papa Bluff got it back down by one with a minute to go in the third quarter. They are back down in that zone. 1-3, actually a 2-3 zone now. Off of left, working to the right side, lobbing it down inside to Turner. Turner back outside, shot is up and good for Katie Petillo. Petillo for two, and Papa Bluff back up by one. Seesaw battle here. Rowland got it into the front court for Thayer, gives it to Corsi. Corsi trying to pass it to Johnson, and the ball is stolen by Papa Bluff. Good defensive play there by Turner, number 25. But Papa Bluff got it back with a one-point lead. We're down under 30 seconds to go in the third quarter. Lady Mules, with a little weave out front, pass the ball down to number 20, that is Cormiglia. Her shot is up, no good. We get a foul, or no, we get a held ball on the rebound. And the possession arrow belongs to Papa Bluff. Bobcat fans wanted a foul on that play. I mean, it might have had a point. Papa Bluff will inbound it down under the bucket with 21 seconds to go. And that is the inbound pass goes to Best. Best gives the ball up to Bass. Pass back to Best with 16 seconds. Best into the lane. Has it taken away by Avery Pierce. Avery gives it to Corsi. Corsi in traffic. Dribbles down to the left wing. Back out to Curley. Curley free throw line. Jumpers no good. Lady Bobcats rushed that shot. Now we get a foul going the other way. Best came down with a rebound. Went the other way and the ball was poked away. And a foul called on Avery Pierce will be her first team foul, number 3. Papa Bluff will inbound with 3 seconds to go. I would think they want to get in the hands of Best. They do. Here she goes to the free throw line. Has it poked away. And they're in the third quarter. So Thayer knocked it away from Best. And that ends the third quarter. 32-31. Thayer down one at Papa Bluff. We'll be back with your fourth quarter in just 1 minute on Ecom Sports.
Charlotte Allen with Allen Supported Living has worked with children and adults with developmental disabilities since 1992. They provide individualized support living services, personal assistance, respite, and community integration services in Thayer, Alton, West Plains, Donovan, and the area. If you have questions, call Charlotte. They'll be happy to help link you with the services and resources available. Call Allen Supported Living at 417-264-7203. And go Bobcats!
When life gets busy, which, let's be honest, when isn't it? Getting by the bank before it closes can be tough. Did you know FNBC offers mobile deposit, making it quicker and easier to deposit checks? That's right. Simply snap a picture of a check anytime, anywhere, and deposit it directly into your FNBC account through our mobile banking app. It's just another way we prove the value of a banking partnership with FNBC. You and FNBC's mobile deposit, better together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here we go. Fourth quarter is set to get underway. It'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat ball to open the quarter, down by one. Both teams scoring 12 points in that third quarter of action. Lady Bobcats with the starters on the floor right now, with the exception of Johnson and Weber are in place of Katie Wade and Shelby Corsey. They are getting the starters a little bit of rest before we get to the stretch. They are with the ball about to down to Johnson in the corner. Callie brings it out front on that pass, stolen by Best. It's a two-on-one. Best going all the way to the basket. Callie and a foul. Avery Pierce tried to get back and get the stop, and Avery's going to be called for the foul. That's really about all she could do. Best hits the layup. 24 points for Kylie Best, 24 of the 34 for Papa Bluff. And she'll step to the free throw line for the three-point play. Trying to give her team a four-point lead, and the free throw is good. And Thayer again, Callie. This time it's a 2-2-1 zone press for Papa Bluff. They've been playing man-to-man. Thayer gets it across the timeline against the zone. Avery Pierce with it out front, feeds over to Curley. Curley swing it over to Callie Johnson. Johnson, left side to Avery Pierce. Now down the corner to Curley. Curley couldn't get open for the three down there. She'll bring it back out front. 7 minutes to go in the game. Thayer down four, needing a bucket on this trip down. Got it to Johnson in the corner. Now back over to Rowland. Rowland in the corner. Fakes the three, moves inside the defense, kicks it back out to Johnson, looking to shoot. Her shot is up, no good. And a rebound taken by Papa Bluff. The Lady Mules with the ball in a four-point lead. They'll kick it up to Hannah Bass. Bass will kick it back out front to Patillo. Back to Bass on the left side wing. They're looking to get Turner on the high post. Instead, they go over to Cormiglia out around the three-point line. She'll give it up to Patillo. Patillo moving to the free throw line. Now lobbing it down inside. Ball is poked away and stolen by the Lady Bobcats. Journey Rowland comes up with a loose ball. Lady Bobcats with the ball back down by four. 6:29 to go in the game. Fair needing a bucket here. Rowland comes to a double team. We're going to get a... What do we got? One official blew the ball dead. Thought that Thayer was calling a timeout, and they were not. But the Thayer Lady Bobcats will make a substitution while the whistle blew, so an inadvertent whistle by the officials. And let's see, Johnson will check out as Katie Wade is back in for Thayer. Lady Bobcats with all the starters, with the exception of Corsi on the floor here. Corsi getting a little rest, and now she'll come in on the next whistle. Thayer with it in the left corner. That's Roland. Brings it out to the wing and around the horn to Curley. Over to Katie Wade. Katie making a quick move down to the baseline. Couldn't get the shot. Looking for the outlet and threw it away. Picked up by Bess for Papa Bluff. Bess on the run. Kicks it down the corner to Patillo for three, and it's good. She nailed it. Katie Patillo. And that makes it a seven-point lead for the Papa Bluff Lady Mule. That's a tough shot right there. Thayer gets the ball in across the timeline. Got it to Roland. Rowland, oh, threw it away, threw it right to Best. Best taking it up the right side, into the lane, puts it up in the left hand, no good. The rebound controlled by Katie Wade. Thayer got it off to Avery Pierce. Pierce crosses the timeline, looking for the outlet now. Somebody's got to go get the ball. Curley says, I'll take it. Got it out around midcourt. Thayer down by seven now. Boy, they're in dire need of a bucket. They've not scored yet in this fourth quarter. We've played almost 3 minutes. Oh, there's a long pass. Dangerous pass picked up by Curley. Curley to the bucket. Puts it up. No good. Missed the shot from about 10 feet and then runs down the rebound on the sideline. Good hustle play by Manny Curley. And off to Rowland. Now Pierce. Back to Curley in the corner. Curley backs it back out on the dribble drive. You see, Manny is looking more comfortable all the time. Now bounces one to Rowland. Rowland moving in the lane. She's going to get fouled on the drive. She will, well, will not be, that'll be the third team foul on Papa Bluff. Foul's on number four, Katie Pacillo. And now Shelby Corsi back in the ballgame. So the Thayer Lady Bobcats with a starter back on the floor. Pacillo checks out for Papa Bluff. Number 33, Emma Johnson back in. They're working the inbound play. Got it to Corsi. Steps in the lane. Puts it off the glass. No good. Gets her own rebound. Can't follow it back up, but she's fouled. It'll go to the line and shoot two. Foul will be on number 20, Cormiglia. That'll be foul number two on her. And Shelby Corsi at the free throw line looking to break the scoring drought for Lady Bobcats, and she does with the free throw. 9 points now for Corsi. Corsi and Roland each have nine for Thayer. And now Turner out of the game for Papa Bluff. And who checked back in? Cormiglia back in. Second free throw for Corsi is good. So Shelby in double figures with 10. Lady Bobcats going to fly a little full-court pressure now. Papa Bluff hurried to get it in. And Bess will handle it in the backcourt. They're going to double-team on her. She just dribbles around it. Got the ball up in the corner to Hannah Fast for three. That one is no good. Rebound to Papa Bluff. Johnson was there. Caught it off the rim. She'll back it back out to Bess. Papa Bluff, with 4.5 minutes to go in the game, has a 5-point lead and the basketball. Cormiglia on top. Leads it out to Johnson. Johnson dribbles out to the top of the key. Hands it off there to Severs. Severs back to Bess. Bess leads all scorers tonight with 24 points. Here's Bass with it out around the three-point line. Papa Bluff running some clock here. They don't have to get in kind of a hurry. They've got a 5-point lead. Down to 4 minutes exactly to go. Kind of playing at a snail's pace here. Papa Bluff, they'll back it out to Bess. Bess, and now Lady Bobcats will try to double-team. She just dribbles away from it, goes all the way down in the corner. Now throws the pass cross-court to Bess. Bess. Back to Johnson at the top of the key. Johnson back over to Kell. 3:44 to go. Back to Bass on the left side, or the right side, not left side wing. And now she'll cross court to Johnson. Johnson. Oh, and the Lady Mules will throw it away. Bass and Bass were both there. And each of them talked to the other one. Going to catch it, and it goes out of bounds. So Fayer with the ball back down by five after an unforced turnover by Papa Bluff. Now number 12, Richardson checks back in for the Lady Mules. Thayer with it, chance to cut the lead down to three. Here's Corsi for three out of the corner. That is no good. And a rebound taken by Severs. Severs has it knocked away from behind. Ball loose on the floor. Papa Bluff has got it. There goes Bess down the floor. No look pass and a block shot by Maddie Curley. Nice pass. They got it down to Severs, but before she could get the shot up on the backboard, Curley came along and swatted it out of bounds. And we get a timeout on the floor. 3:15 to play in the game. They're down five. It'll be Papa Bluff ball when we come back in 30 seconds on Ecom Sports.
At Knox Orthopedics, we put you first. We know when injury occurs, pain won't wait on an appointment. Hi, this is Dr. Knox. Myself, along with Dr. Rawls and McConnell, make it our priority to see you as soon as possible. You will find the best of orthopedic care from doctors who care about getting you well at Knox Orthopedics. See us at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or during clinic hours in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. Check us out, KnoxOrthopedics.com.
We're back after the timeout. Fair Bobcat basketball tonight brought to you in part by OMC's Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains, Shelter Insurance, Andrew Eckman in West Plains, Community First Banking Company of West Plains, Mountain Grove and Thayer, and Merrill Spring Dental Clinic, Dr. Mike Kersey. Papa Bluff inbound the ball with a 5-point lead, 3:15 to go in the game. Fair Lady Bobcats have only scored 2 points in the quarter. Papa Bluff only scored six. Bluff got it. Oh, down inside. Bass lays it up and in. Bass, who triggered it in, just stepped in bounds under the bucket. She was wide open. So a 7-point advantage again for Papa Bluff. Thayer with the ball in the backcourt. Tony gets the 2-2-1 zone. Here's Avery Pierce. Got to pass up to Katie Wade. Gives it to Curley. Curley will back it out. Thayer got to get a little bit of a hurry here. 2:53 to go, down seven. Ball goes to the elbow to Roland. Roland got it back out to Pierce. Avery working away from the defense on the dribble drive. Down to the Corsi on the baseline. And she got bumped, almost fell down, and stepped out of bounds. Quick call there. A lot of contact. No foul call. Corsi stepped out of bounds with it. She got off balance, and Papa Bluff has got the ball back. 2:41 to play in the game. bluffed by seven with a basketball. Here's Bess, feeds it up the court to Bess. She tries to go into the lane, ball deflected by Corsi and picked up by Katie Wade. And then Katie Wade throws it right back to Bess, who goes all the way to the bucket for the lay-in. Kyla Bess didn't give up on it. They are within now down by nine. Needing a bucket in the worst way. Here's a give over to Avery Pierce. Down to Katie Wade. Katie looking into the lane. Nobody open. That gives it to Corsi on the baseline to Roland coming down the lane. She gets fouled. She'll go to the free throw line and shoot two. Couldn't complete the shot. But she does get fouled on the play. That'll be on number four, Katie Petillo. Will be her second of the game. Team foul number five on Poplar Bluff. Free throws for Journey Roland. First one is no good. Roland scored 9 points tonight, including a three-pointer. And here's Katie Wade out of the game as Callie Johnson will check in. Kaylee Garrison getting ready to check in, too. The second free throw is good for Roland. So Journey now with 10 points. She'll come out of the game. And Coach Meyer going offense, defense here. They are playing the playing pressure. Poplar Bluff will get it into Bass. Bass got it over to Petillo, who steps across the timeline. Now double teams, so we give it back over to Bass. Bass back out to Petillo, and Poplar Bluff going to play a little keep away. Got it out to Bass. Bass back over to Bass on the left side wing. Bass takes one dribble, gives it to Petillo. Petillo back to Bass on the left. Cross-court pass going to Bass. Bass dumps it down inside to Cormiglia. Her shot blocked by Corsi, and Thayer got it back. He about gets down eight. Pass up the floor by Garrison. Run down by Curley. Over to Johnson. Back to Curley. Moving down the right side of the lane. Puts it up. No good. But she's fouled and will go to the free throw line and shoot for the Lady Bobcats. Fouls on number 20. That is Cormiglia. Will be her third. And Thayer down by eight with a chance to make it a seven, maybe 6 point game here. And the first free throw is up and good for Maddie Curley. Curley now with 5 points. That is her first in the second half. Garrison, Pierce, Curley, Johnson, and Corsi on the floor for Lady Bobcats. Second free throw for Maddie Curley is good. Six now for Curley. Thayer back within 6 points. 42-36. But the Lady Mules break the press. Long pass down the floor to Cormiglia. Her pass out wide is going to be knocked away and then out of bounds off the hands of Poplar Bluff. That ball was off the hands of the Lady Mules and went out of bounds. Coach Petillo of Poplar Bluff said one of the Lady Bobcats touched it and was standing on the sideline. So we'll see what the officials, they get together here. And it's going to be a foul on Kaylee Garrison. A foul on Garrison for Thayer, and that will give the ball back to Poplar Bluff. Wow, tough call there. Minute 27 to go in the game. Thayer down by six. Long pass in to Bass. Back over to Bess. Bess, double team. Dumps it off to Petillo. Petillo, ooh, cross course, dangerous pass. Almost stolen. Poplar Bluff got it back. Lady Mules just running clock here. Another cross court pass to Bass. Pass back out to Bess. Bass dribbles through a double team, dumps it down inside. Layup is no good by Seaver. Gets her own rebound, and then gets fouled, trying to put it back up in the end. That'll be called on the Lady Bobcats. Who was it? It is Corsi, number 32. She'll be called for her first foul. Now Katie Wade and Gurney Rowland getting ready to check back in the game for Thayer. Number 35 at the free throw line, Sierra Seavers. First free throw is up and good. Seavers now 2-for-3 from the free throw line. Garrison out of the game. And Johnson out of the game for Thayer with the starters in there. And Poplar Bluff going to get Turner in the ball game as Bass, Hannah Bass, will check out. Down to a minute 7 to go. Also back in is Johnson. And Cormiglia will sit down for the Poplar Bluff Lady Mules. Second free throw for Seavers is good. Seavers does her job, hits the two free throws. Thayer inbounds against pressure. 1 minute to go in the game. Lady Bobcats are down 8. Rolling with it. Gets it across the timeline for Thayer. Lady Bobcats got to be looking to score in a hurry. Curley working to the right side of the floor. Trying to get to the bucket. Poplar Bluff cuts her off. Her pass is going to be kicked by Pess. And Thayer will inbound it on the far sideline with 52 seconds to play. Curley, long pass, dumping it down inside to Roland, and she's going to get fouled. It'll go to the free throw line, shoot the 1-1. That'll be team foul number 7 on the Poplar Bluff Lady Mules. So Journey Rowland going to the line with a chance to cut into the 8-point lead with 51.8 seconds to go. Now Garrison getting ready to check in the ballgame. And Journey Rowland at the line, shooting the 1-1. First one is up and good. The senior hitting the free throw, and she leads the Lady Bobcats tonight with 11 points. And we get Hadley Atkinson going to check into the ballgame. Hadley going in place with Avery Pierce. 51 seconds to go, Thayer down 7. Garrison will go in for Rowland if she hits this free throw. It is up and good. So Rowland hits them both. And now Garrison checks in. Journey Rowland will sit down. So they're going a little more quickness here. They've got to get the ball. Also, players that don't have any fouls. And that passes into Best. Best got it up the floor. Papa Bluff breaks the full court press outside. Lady Bobcats wanting to foul, but you don't want to foul Best. Best makes a move around the defense. Gives over the pass. Back outside to Johnson. Johnson back to Best. Lady keep away. Down to 34 seconds ago. Finally, we get a whistle and a foul. Called on the Thayer Lady Bobcats. That'll be on number 12, Katie Wade, and that'll be foul number 4 on Katie tonight. And that'll put the Lady Mules at the free throw line, shooting the 1-1, 17 foul. Mentioned earlier, very clean game. 17 fouls against each team here in the second half, and what has been a close game. Second and the first free throw is nothing good for Hannah Bass. Bass now with 3 points on the line. That puts it back to a 7-point lead for Papa Bluff, 45-38 our score. Second free throw is up. That one is no good. Rebound is deflected out, and will be Thayer Lady Bobcat ball. Best went around the defender. I had a chance at the offensive rebound, but she lost it out of bounds. And Thayer will inbound the ball. Journey rolling the check in place of Garrison. They're looking for more offense. Lady Bobcats need to get this one up across the timeline. Now Avery Pierce is in. Hadley Atkinson comes out. They are needing buckets, and they need one in a hurry here. Curley got the ball on the inbound, comes to midcourt, approaches the double team, trying to get rid of it, does to Corsi. Corsi on the dribble drive, lost the handle, gives it back to Curley. Curley spins into the lane, looking to get to the bucket, out to Wade. She'll pop a three-pointer up that is no good. Rebound is going to go off the hands of the Lady Bobcats and out of bounds, and with 14 seconds to go, that might have done it right there. If Thayer hits that three, might have given him a shot. But right now, don't know. Hadley Atkinson and Kaylee Garrison check back in. Papa Bluff will inbound it in the backcourt. Best got rid of it. Up to Patillo. Patillo over on the left side to Johnson. Back outside and finally to Best. 4 seconds to go. Best will just hold it. Bounce it one time. And there's the buzzer. That'll end time ball game. Your final score, 45-38. The Thayer Lady Bobcats go down to defeat tonight here at Poplar Bluff High School. The Lady Mules with the win. Again, 45-38 is your final. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your post-game report in just 1 minute on E-Time Sports.
Charlotte Allen with Allen Supported Living has worked with children and adults with developmental disabilities since 1992. They provide individualized support living services, personal assistance, respite, and community integration services in Thayer, Alton, West Plains, Donovan, and the area. If you have questions, call Charlotte. They'll be happy to help link you with the services and resources available. Call Allen Supported Living at 417-264-7203. And go Bobcats!
Every team knows that the two-point play can be a winning move. That's why I, State Farm agent Scott Cecil, and my team are here to help you go for two by combining your home and auto insurance. It's a great call that saves you time and money. So go for the win and score savings by combining your home and auto. It's just another way we're here to help life go right. Visit me, State Farm agent Scott Cecil, at 151 East Walnut in Thayer or 301 LaRue in Donovan.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
We're back after the ball game. Welcome to the Shelter Insurance. Andrew Eckman post-game report. Thayer Lady Bobcats go down to defeat tonight. Their record will drop to 2-2 as they lose to the Poplar Bluff Lady Mules here on the road, 45-38. We had a one-point game going into the fourth quarter. Thayer trailed 32-31. But Poplar Bluff just shut them down defensively, and they got some points late for the free throw line. They scored 13 points in the fourth quarter. Thayer only scored 7, and the Lady Bobcats will drop to 2-2 on the year with the loss here this evening. Lady Bobcats were led in the scoring department by Journey Rowland. She had 12, 10 on the night for Shelby Corsi. Then balance scoring elsewhere. 6 points for Maddie Curley, 6 for Avery Pierce, 2 for Katie Wade, and 2 for Marissa Weber. For the Poplar Bluff Lady Mules, they have the best player on the floor tonight. That is Kylie Bess. She scored 26 of the 45 for Poplar Bluff, so more than half their points. 8 points for Katie Patillo. She had 5 of those in the second half. 3 for Hannah Bass. They were all in the second half. 5 for Sierra Severs. 4 of those in the second half. And 2 free throws for Alexis Richardson. Again, the final score here tonight, 45-38. Poplar Bluff with the win over the Thayer Lady Bobcats. We need to take another break. I'll be listening to the Shelter Insurance Andrew Ekman of West Plains post-game report. We'll be back to wrap it up from Poplar Bluff in just 1 minute on Ecom Sports.
Being the family superhero is a tireless job, constantly defending against monsters in the closet and grass so tall it swallows small children. But who's there for them if you're not? Your local Shelter Insurance agent. With an insurance superhero sidekick, you can find a life insurance plan that helps provide a safety net for your family. Learn more at shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
See me, Andrew Ekman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
As another year closes, Community First wants to wish you and your family happy holidays. We know our longevity is sustained by service, community commitment, and one-on-one involvement with our customers. In the year ahead, we'll continue to bring you service you need with professionalism you expect. Discover the bank that puts you and our community first.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
Hello, back here, and just talking to Alex Wiggs, former Alton Comet, who is, one of the girls' basketball coaches over at Three Rivers Community College, coming out watching the game tonight. I'm sure doing a little bit of scouting for the Three Rivers Lady Raiders. All right, the Thayer Lady Bobcats again go down to defeat tonight, 45-38, your final. And for the Thayer Lady Bobcats, things aren't looking better. And we've been talking about, they're 2-2 now, which is, a record anybody should be happy with. But Lady Bobcats, had some shoes to fill coming in after the graduation of 2 All-Staters last year. And the guards are getting a little more comfortable, and players are beginning to learn their roles. And I thought they looked better tonight maybe than they have all season. And at times looked really good tonight against a very big, I'm talking big, Poplar Bluff Lady Mule basketball team. So things are getting better for the Lady Bobcats. Again, final here, 45-38. Thayer goes down to defeat. Don't forget, tomorrow night we'll be over at Mumford Gym in Willow Springs as the Alton Comets, the undefeated Alton Comets, take on the Willow Springs Bears. And by the way, in case he's listening, Drew Clary scored his 1,000th career point in the win the other night over the Mountain View Berkshire Liberty Eagles. We'll see Droopy and all the Alton Comets tomorrow night at Mumford Gym. Thayer Lady Bobcat basketball tonight brought to you by Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains, Shelter Insurance, and Directman, your agent in West Plains, Community First Banking Company of West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer, Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic, Dr. Mike Kersey, Allen Supported Living in Thayer, FNBC Community Bankers, State Farm Insurance, Scott Cecil, and Knox Orthopedic of Mountain Home, West Plains, and Harrison, Arkansas. I'm Redbone Mike Grace. Till next time, have a good time.